Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Matt Ellentuck. He is the creator of the WNBA newsletter called Here's Basketball. On the program, we discuss the United States Olympic women's basketball team competing in the 2021 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Also, we discuss why Nneka Ogwumike was left off of the team, and so much more. It's a great interview. Hope you're going to check it out coming up on The Robinson Show. But first,
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous walrus, the bulbous walrus.
The name your price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me, in a punk band?
We are Lady Punk.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
We peeped all over the front row. Ew.
We are Lady Punk. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Got to tell you about a cool sponsor. His name is Seth Chang, and he's an aspiring author out of Seattle, Washington. And he's written a cool book called Keys to a Successful Podcast. It's the book that'll help you give you all the right tools to make your podcast professional and profitable. If you're looking for your podcast to achieve new heights in popularity and to take it to the next level, then I recommend you get this book. It's called Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. And if you want to pick up the ebook, it's available on lulu.com. That's lulu.com. And in the search box, type in Keys to a Successful Podcast.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
For the one standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Definitely something you would want to check out. Matt is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous walrus, the bulbous walrus.
The name your price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Clowns can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Snapped. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com. Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
He said to me, clowns can get away with murder.
Dr. Death, the undoctored story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard, and Snapped. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her death?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hear from me, best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell, on the Data Brilliant podcast from Data Leaders Click. Tune in to hear us discuss the importance of curiosity and how vital analyzing data is to uncovering facts, as well as learning and asking the right questions in our daily lives. Search Data Brilliant on your preferred podcast platform to listen now.
We're pissed, honestly. I think the thing about Necker is that, like, nothing has to be given to her. It's like she earned it and she deserves it. And I think that's the most frustrating and disappointing part. Like, that's the part that makes you angry the most, is that, like, she was asked to serve, you know, as part of a group of eight players that, you know, went on a Team USA tour and represented USA and, you know, were kind of pushed and promoted as, like, this is our kind of this core group of players that Team USA is going to kind of build around, you know, over the next few years. And for her to go and put that time in, show up to every Team USA mini camp, you know, continue to train and prepare herself, staying ready, sacrificing financially, could have gone overseas maybe to make more money than sacrificing for Team USA, sacrificing her body in terms of, you know, performing well, leading the team and scoring during the tour.
That audio was courtesy of the Los Angeles Sparks, and that was Los Angeles Sparks head coach Derek Fisher expressing his frustration about Nneka Ogwumike being left of the United States women's Olympic basketball team. We're going to talk more about that as well as the rest of the United States women's Olympic basketball team, and let's welcome him back to the program, a gentleman who is absolutely one of my favorites on the program. He's the writer of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball, Matt Ellentuck. Hey, Matt, welcome back.
Hey, Ed, what's going on?
Oh, man, a lot has been going on, man. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. You heard Derek Fisher's comments about Nneka Ogwumike, and rightfully so. I mean, Nneka was, you know, Nneka has done great things, not just for the WNBA, but just in society in general, being the president of the WNBA Players Association. Her voice was really the strongest in the wobble last season. I've got to ask you, what are the reasons that you've heard that Nneka was left off of the team?
Yeah, I mean, my guess is it's good. No one really knows. There are a lot of, I guess, basketball reasons you can pin to why Nneka maybe didn't make the team. It seems that Team USA prioritized an extra guard over an extra forward, probably because Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi are a bit injury-prone at this point. Nneka is also a bit of an undersized forward. It hasn't stopped her from having an awesome career, but she is only 6'2 and does usually play a size up in the WNBA, and I guess Team USA didn't see a fit for her there. It's puzzling. I'm not sure if it's the choice I would have made, but it definitely was a shock to everyone.
Indeed, it was a shock to me when I heard it. And like you said, Matt, it was a shock to everyone. I want to stay with Nneka for a moment. Before we go over the complete roster, I'm looking at it right here. We've got the United States women's Olympic basketball team for Tokyo. We have Jewel Lloyd, Sue Bird, Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, Diana Taurasi, Sylvia Fowles, Tina Charles, Brittany Griner, Ariel Atkins, Nafisa Collier, Skylar Diggins-Smith, and Chelsea Gray. all of these women are very talented in their own right and definitely deserve to be on any Olympic team. But you mentioned about Sue and Diana being injury prone in this stage of their careers. If anyone had to be replaced, I'm just hypothetically speaking, if somebody had to be replaced to make a spot for NECA on that team, who do you think it would be?
It's a great question. I mean, first of all, I do think, you know, every player who made the roster was extremely qualified and is one of the best players in the world. I don't think that you can really deny, you know, any player who made its talent. In terms of, like, who would have been moved, honestly, I think it just would have been positionally done. Like, you know, if you were probably going to take someone off, it, you know, maybe it would be taking off Ariel Atkins, not because she's not skilled, but because instead you would carry an extra forward instead of an extra guard. But it's super hard. I mean, I'm so happy Ariel Atkins is with the team. She's probably one of the most underrated players the league has, and I hope this Olympic nod changes the way she's covered and talked about, because she is one of the best, you know, 15, 20 players in the world, an elite defender, an amazing scorer, and probably a huge reason for why the Mystics are going to overachieve even without so many players out with injury this year. So it's hard to tell. I mean, everybody who did make the roster again is deserving, is an elite player. It was just a really big surprise because NECA had done everything really in her career correctly to be worthy of, you know, representing America at the Olympics.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Klaus can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Snapped. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
He said to me, Klaus can get away with murder.
Dr. Death, the undoctored story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard, and Snapped. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on,
did you want her death?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man. That's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry. I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 2.5 Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man. That's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry. I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're right about that. And speaking of representing the Olympics, her former teammate in Los Angeles, Candace Parker, was not on this team as well. Do you think it was fair that she was not on the Olympics?
Candace was never going to play for Team USA. That was made pretty clear after she was, you know, we were having the same conversation we're having with NECA now as the conversation we were having about Candace 5 years ago. So, you know, she's sworn off Team USA, and it's very hard to blame her because, you know, a player of her caliber getting cut from the Olympic roster was truly a wild decision.
Yeah, rightfully so. So we've covered the bases on NECA Ogunbowale being left off of the Olympic, the women's Olympic basketball team. But, you know, Matt, we've got a great roster, and let's get right to it. Let's start off with Jewel Lloyd. We know, I mean, they call her the Gold Mamba, and rightfully so, a disciple of the late, great Kobe Bryant. But she's done in Seattle, winning 2 WNBA championships. Her game is just flawless. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Jewel making the Olympic team.
Yeah, I'm super psyched for Jewel and think she should, you know, probably be in consideration for the starting lineup. I mean, Jewel is doing things on a nightly basis that I don't think any other player in the world is doing right now. She's an elite shot creator, an elite shooter. Hands in her face haven't really mattered all year. I mean, Jewel is the complete player we always hoped she'd be when she was the number one pick, you know, half a decade ago.
Yeah, man, Jewel is definitely handling her business. She's, again, as I said earlier, she's a two-time WNBA champion, also a WNBA Rookie of the Year. So she's definitely handled her business so far in her young career. Next on the team, we have Sue Bird. I mean, what can you say about her? Sue Bird, decorated career, still going strong, still handling her business in the top five in the WNBA in assist, and someone that's definitely just made her mark in the world of women's basketball. Multiple WNBA championships, multiple All-Star games, multiple college championships. What can you say about her? Just phenomenal in every aspect. Just and also a multiple Olympic gold medal winner. Just give me your thoughts on Sue being back on her fifth Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, Sue's a legend, one of the best ever. To think that somebody is still playing at this high of a level at 40 years old is truly unbelievable. And she's still an elite playmaker, elite passer, great shooter, really, really good decision maker. I mean, Sue is the total package, and she's been the total package for like 2 decades at this point. So I am happy Sue gets to have one last Olympics under her belt.
Awesome. And I want to stay with Sue for a moment. This is going to be her fifth Olympic Games. You said this may be her last one. Do you think this is going to be the last one for her in Tokyo?
I do. I think if Sue is still playing in the WNBA and on the Olympic roster at 44, just my mind would be completely blown. But I think that's probably an unfair expectation. So I would expect this to be Sue's last. But listen, if she wants to go for it at 44, I think we're all here to watch it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hey, if Tom Brady can continue to play at a high level, I mean, Sue Bird has all the capabilities to do it, but definitely a decorated career thus far and still continue to add to the legacy that is Sue Bird.
At ADP, we work with more than 860,000 companies worldwide. That gives us a pretty good idea of how to help businesses grow stronger, whether it's through data insights that help you make informed decisions about building a team that works better as a team, or by keeping you ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else, like building that better team. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's next talk of now about forward Asia Wilson. I mean, Asia, what a career that she's had so far in her young career. She's the reigning WNBA MVP, multiple All-Star, and NBA Rookie of the Year, won an NCAA title in South Carolina. She's been outstanding. She's been great thus far. Give me your thoughts on Asia and her making her first Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, Asia Wilson is the right now and the future. It's kind of wild to think that she's only 24 at this point with all that she's accomplished, already been an MVP, carried her team to the finals last year. Won a championship in college. She's going to be under her college head coach with Team USA. It's a really exciting time to be Asia Wilson and to be able to watch Asia Wilson because she's already one of the best in the world, and her game, you know, is going to grow that much more with more experience. So this is Asia's first Olympic appearance out of probably many.
Yeah, definitely expect big things from her throughout the course of her career. And speaking of big things, the next person that we have has been killing it for so long, bro. Your girl Stewie, Brianna Stewart, man, she was on the last Olympic team in Rio de Janeiro and definitely handled her business, winning a gold medal. multiple WNBA champion, in the league MVP, finals, multiple finals MVP. I mean, just did it all. I mean, a high school All-American, great collegiate career at UConn, a four-time champion in college. I mean, Breanna Stewart, just similar to Sue Bird. I mean, that resume is continuing to pile up. Give me your thoughts on Stewie making her second Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, four college championships, two WNBA championships. She already has one gold medal. She probably will have two by the age of 26. Stewie is just on another level. She has been pretty much, you know, her entire basketball career. So it's going to be super exciting to see her just keep, you know, adding to the resume and, you know, seeing what she can bring year in, year out, because she's still, again, I'm not even sure she's hit her peak yet, and that's even after, you know, recovering from a torn Achilles, and she's just an unbelievable player.
And speaking of being an unbelievable player, Matt, you know, we talk a lot about Sue Bird, but also there's another KG veteran on this Olympic team, and that's Diana Taurasi. Again, what a career she has had thus far. Multiple WNBA champion, a finals MVP, a league MVP, multiple all-star games. Also, she's made her contribution as well. She's won four Olympic gold medals, and not to mention she is became the first player in WNBA history to score over 9,000 points, and she is currently the WNBA's all-time leading scorer. What a feat. You know, if Jewel Lloyd is the gold Mamba, then Kobe Bryant once called Diana the white Mamba. Give me your thoughts on Taurasi making another Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super happy she recovered in time, you know, to give it a go. She had a fracture in her sternum last month, and she missed about a month of play, but she came back on Sunday. She was awesome. And it's great. It's probably, you know, likely Diana's last Olympic run also, but it's great that we're going to see her and Sue still compete and still be really, really, really high-level players. You know, this isn't just like a pat on the back and a thank you. Like, Sue and Diana are still two of the best in the world.
And speaking of being the best in the world, again, we got another veteran on the team, Matt, Sylvia Fowles. I mean, what can you say about Big Sil? Again, multiple WNBA champion, multiple finals MVP, a league MVP, multiple all-star games. And during her time playing for the Chicago Sky, and then, of course, taking her game to the next level, playing for the Minnesota Lynx. And then, of course, this is going to be her fourth Olympic Games. Give me your thoughts on Sylvia being on the Olympic team.
It is a no-brainer. I mean, Sylvia Fowles might be, you know, the best center of all time. She's still, even at 35, is in the MVP conversation. Nobody really in the league has found an answer for what she can give. She's strong. She's got great touch, great defensive instincts. She's a really good passer, awesome teammate. I mean, Sylvia is one of the elites. And I still think that, you know, in the Olympics, not many teams are going to have a response for her.
You're absolutely right about that. I think, again, you mentioned it, Matt, for physical play and defense. I mean, they won't have an answer for her. She's just simply outstanding. The next person that we have is Tina Charles. Again, Tina, a league MVP, a rookie of the year, multiple all-star, so many accolades for her in her WNBA career thus far. She's a two-time Olympic gold medalist. She'll be headed back. This is going to be her third Olympic Games. Just give me your thoughts on Tina being on the team.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild. I think in 2019, which was her last season of the WNBA, not only me, I think a lot of people were pretty down on her game, that she seemed to be hitting a little bit of a decline. Her shooting numbers went down. She wasn't carrying New York like she had been in the past. But fast forward 2 years, and now we're talking about Tina Charles is probably competing with Jonquil Jones to win that MVP award. She's completely transformed her game. She looks like she's in the best shape of her life. She's shooting three-pointers at a rate she hasn't in the past. Confident as ever, and she's really running that Mystics team without Elena Deladon there. So Tina's game is really, really, really impressive this year, so I'm really happy she's made the cut here too.
And the next person to make the cut is Brittany Griner. And Brittany is a WNBA champion. She's a two-time scoring champion and a multiple all-star. And again, similar to Sylvia Fowles, I mean, her defense is impeccable. And again, this is going to be her second Olympic game. She won a gold medal in Rio de Janeiro in 2016. Give me your thoughts on Brittany making the team.
Yeah, BG's having an awesome year in the WNBA, too. And, again, it's really hard to match with a 6'9" post. She's got, you know, mid-range, jumper range, really smart shot blocker around the rim. She's gotten a ton better passing out of double teams as well. She's really been an asset as a passer. So BG was another no-brainer and another player that, you know, nobody in the world has another player who can match up to her.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And with the weekend just 4 days away, it's time to stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
From the weekend warriors to the renovation dreamers, Lowe's has you covered. We know you take pride in every project you take on. We share that pride, so we're celebrating with Craftsman Days. Tackle your yard with outdoor power equipment, fix that sink with hand tools and flashlights, and tinker under the hood with mechanics tool sets. Whatever your next project is, you'll find what you need during Craftsman Days. Shop online or in-store at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, U.S. only.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Me, 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 but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
And our next person that we have, and you mentioned her name earlier, Matt, Ariel Atkins. What a star that she's what a star in the making. We talked about Asia Wilson earlier being a star in the making, and, of course, we talked about Breanna Stewart, but we've got Ariel Atkins. I mean, the WNBA champion, she's an all-star, made an all-rookie team. Her defense is solid as well and a great offensive player as well. Give me your thoughts on Ariel making her first Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, I go as far as to say is her defense is elite and, you know, maybe is her best attribute. I mean, Ariel Atkins is an awesome, awesome two-way player, and she's, you know, a piece that Team USA was probably thinking, you know, building towards the future when a couple of players, you know, this time around may be retired, you know, 3-4 years from now. Made a lot of sense. And Ariel's a player who doesn't really need the ball a whole ton to be happy. So she can slot into any rotation, you know, space the floor as a shooter and have a real good time just locking down, you know, the opposing team's guards. I really like this move. I really like Ariel Atkins, and I hope that, you know, we start talking about her game as one of the elites now because she's there. You know, even though she hasn't had an all-star nod yet, which is pretty wild to be an Olympian before being named an all-star, but her game is there. She's ready.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And with the weekend just 4 days away, it's time to stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Me, 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 but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Macy's July 4th sale with our lowest prices of the season on summer updates for your home, like 20 to 50% off outdoor furniture and the Radley 5-piece sectional chaise sofa, $1,999. And get a free adjustable base or box spring with qualifying mattress purchase. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Me, 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 but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man. That's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry. I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man. That's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry. I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Macy's July 4th sale with our lowest prices of the season on summer updates for your home, like 20 to 50% off outdoor furniture and the Radley 5-piece sectional chaise sofa, $1,999. And get a free adjustable base or box spring with qualifying mattress purchase. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Indeed, he's going to be ready, and also someone that has been ready for a while is Nafisa Collier. Nafisa is a WNBA Rookie of the Year. She's made an all-rookie team. She's a multiple all-star. Again, defense is something that she does very well as well. In addition to her high offensive play, she's a solid rebounder. And, again, she played for Gino Auriemma in that UConn, winning a national championship. So give me your thoughts on Nafisa making the team.
Yeah, I mean, she's another, young two-way player who makes a lot of sense to keep. She can also space the floor, is able to, switch and guard multiple positions. She's already used to playing down low with Sylvia Fowles, so I'm sure they'll be in a lot of rotations together over in Tokyo. But, yeah, the piece is another piece of the puzzle. She's 24 also, so I assume this will be the first of many all-star games, for her in Asia and Ariel to come to.
Yeah, definitely. Many more Olympic games for Nafisa, definitely doing her thing. And, Matt, there's a saying that goes that looks can be deceiving. Well, if looks can be deceiving, I mean, Skylar Diggins-Smith is don't let the face fool you now, man. She is one of the premier players, not just in the WNBA, but in all of women's basketball. She's a multiple all-star. She is, made an all-rookie team. She's had a great college career at Notre Dame. And Skylar Diggins-Smith is going to be on the Olympic team. This is interesting, Matt, because this is Skylar's first Olympic team that she's made. Give me your thoughts on Skylar making her first team.
Yeah, I mean, Skylar might be small, but, she's strong, really smart decision maker also. And to really lead Phoenix with Tarasi out the last month, and I think she's done a really solid job. For real, she's a really good leader, really good scorer. I mean, it makes a ton of sense to bring her to Tokyo, and I'm glad she's getting her first opportunity.
Yeah, definitely a long overdue. So congratulations to her on making the team. And then on the last spot, we have this man, Chelsea Green. What can you say about Chelsea? I mean, great scorer, great in the paint, an effective rebounder. Again, Chelsea is a WNBA champion, winning a title with the Los Angeles Sparks, multiple all-star games, and currently playing for the Las Vegas Aces. This is her first Olympic team that she's making. Give me your thoughts on Chelsea making the team.
Yeah, another playmaker, which is really important for Team USA to have plenty of, because they have the elite scorers. They have Asia and Brianna and Beasley and Sylvia down low. It's a matter of getting players who can help create opportunities for them, and that's exactly what Chelsea Gray's been doing all year in Las Vegas with Asia, with Liz Cambage. This is Chelsea Gray's role, and she's also a solid defender. She's a big body, which is, really helpful getting through the first line of defense and making the right decisions. So Chelsea Gray is a really, she's an all-around talent. And, again, I see why she made the team. She deserves to be there, too.
Yeah, definitely. So that's your United States Olympic women's basketball team roster. Definitely a great team assembled with Jewel Lloyd, Sue Bird, Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, Diana Taurasi, Sylvia Fowles, Tina Charles, Brittany Griner, Ariel Atkins, Nafisa Collier, Skylar Diggins-Smith, and Chelsea Gray. You know, Matt, the head coach of the Olympic women's national basketball team is one of my favorite players of all time, and that's Dawn Staley. We know about Dawn being a multiple WNBA All-Star, also coaching currently coaching for the South University of South Carolina Gamecocks. I mean, I remember her as a player, Matt, and just her leadership skills were just through the roof. And then playing in the WNBA, her leadership skills were through the roof. And then she brought her leadership skills currently with the University of South Carolina. She is a three-time Olympic gold medalist, winning in Atlanta and in Sydney and in Athens in 96, 2000, and 2004, respectively. Give me your thoughts on Coach Staley being the coach of the Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited to see, you know, what Dawn Staley does at the Olympics. She is, you know, like you said, a really accomplished player and coach. You know, she was a genius at South Carolina right now, and has been for the last, I don't even know how long she's been there, but as long as she's been there, she's going to have a lot of fun working with all the best talent, you know, in the world professionally now. And, you know, what else can you say? She's a great leader. I think everybody's really excited to play for her. It should be a lot of fun.
And on her coaching staff, Matt, we have the assistant coaches. First one, is Dan Hughes. Dan Hughes was the former coach of the Cleveland Rock of the Charlotte Sting and the Cleveland Rockers, also the San Antonio Stars, and he really had his claim to fame with the Seattle Storm, winning two WNBA championships, also a two-time WNBA Coach of the Year. Give me your thoughts on Coach Hughes being an assistant on the Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Hughes is, you know, again, one of the greats in coaching. He really changed the game a lot in the W with how he runs, or ran, I should say, because he's no longer the head coach of the Seattle Storm, but how he ran Stewie and Jewel and Sue and spacing the floor and, you know, a priority on three-point shooting, which a lot of coaches weren't, you know, ready to do yet. But that's how, you know, Dan Hughes won two championships with that group. But, yeah, Dan's a really smart dude, and, you know, this is going to be, I believe, the close of his coaching career. So probably a pretty cool way to do it, you know, probably winning gold at Tokyo.
Right, rightfully so. And speaking of being an awesome coach, the next assistant is Cheryl Reeve. Cheryl has been the head coach at for the Minnesota Lynx for over two decades. I mean, her track record is phenomenal. A three-time WNBA Coach of the Year. She's a four-time WNBA champion. She's also coached many WNBA All-Star games. I mean, her consistency continues to shine bright with the Minnesota Lynx and what she's done in women's basketball. Give me your thoughts on Coach Reeve being an assistant on the Olympic team.
Yeah, another no-brainer. I mean, coaching legend, and she's still got a long time to go. You know, she's the reason why we got the Minnesota Lynx dynasties for the entire 2010s. Put together some of the greatest rosters ever, and she's building another, you know, elite core in Minnesota now, even after, you know, Maya Moore left. So Cheryl's a genius. She's super smart. That players, you know, really want to play for.
And then the last assistant coach that we have is Jennifer Rosati. And Jennifer currently serves as the president of the Connecticut Sun. So she definitely has a very major front office position. She played in the WNBA for some time, was a two-time WNBA champion. And, again, she's currently has a front office position, and she's had some coaching experience. Give me your thoughts on Jennifer serving as an assistant on the Olympic team.
Yeah, I mean, another experienced coach who's, you know, been around Team USA for a long time, so it makes a lot of sense to have her, you know, as part of this roster. And I really think that Team USA is not only, you know, the best roster in the world, but they are being coached by, you know, the best core in the world as well.
Rightfully so, and that's your 2020, the roster for the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, the United States women's national basketball team players and coaches. And Matt, before I let you go, I know the U.S., of course, is going to have some stiff competition. I want to start off with Australia, and you know Liz Cambage. We know her. Her track record is phenomenal. Liz, along with also on the Australian team, we have Ezzy McBagor, and certainly throughout the years in Olympic play, Australia has always given the United States women problems throughout the throughout the Olympic history. And their head coach is Sandy Brondello, and we know what type of pedigree that she's had. She's the current coach of the Phoenix Mercury. Just give me your thoughts on what type of problems you think Australia could pose in the Olympics for the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the same as we were talking about in 2016, which is just making sure that Liz Cambage doesn't tear the team apart. She's obviously capable of it. She's, you know, a 6'8 post with shooting range. It's, again, we were talking about players who could match up with Sylvia Fowles and Brittany Griner. The answer is pretty much just Liz as the only player who could, you know, help stop either one of those two. So, you know, Liz will obviously be the target, but it'll be a matter of, you know, for Australia, if they can get their shooters rolling, whether it's Rebecca Allen or Leilani Mitchell or Alana Smith or Stephanie Talbot, if any of that group gets hot, you know, in tandem with Liz on the inside, maybe Team USA gets, you know, frightened a little bit, but I still think Team USA's roster just outmatches, you know, everyone, including Australia.
Do you see any other countries that could pose a threat to the U.S.?
Very honestly, I don't.
Fair enough. I mean, hey, like you said, man, this roster is just flawless from top to bottom, start to finish, and the coaching squad is phenomenal. And that's Matt Ellentuck giving us his thoughts as we review the 2020 United States Olympic Women's National Basketball Team. Matt, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Just tell everybody about your newsletter, Here's Basketball.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Ed. Honestly, the best place right now to find, you know, everything I do is probably just on Twitter. That's where I'm pushing everything out. So my Twitter handle is at MELLENTUCK. So that's at Mellentuck.
Awesome. And one more time, Matt, tell everybody where they can find you on Twitter. Where can they find you on any of the other social media platforms, any websites that you have, you're allowed to promote that as well. And also tell everybody where can they check out the newsletter of Here's Basketball.
Yeah, so the newsletter is mellentuck.substack.com. So I'm not publishing as frequently there anymore, but you can find my work kind of all over as a freelancer. Most of my stuff lives on uproxx.com, so that's uproxx.com, and I hope to check it out.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Matt Ellentuck. He has a wonderful newsletter covering all things with the WNBA and women's basketball called Here's Basketball, and also check him out on the social media platforms. Like he said, check him out on Twitter and the various social media platforms. That's M. Ellentuck. So check him out as we discuss the United States women's Olympic basketball team headed to Tokyo. Matt, thank you so much, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Ed. Take care, man.
Oh, you too, my man. Be back with more right after this.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Matt Ellentuck, the creator of the WNBA newsletter called Here's Basketball. We discussed the United States Olympic women's basketball team competing in the 2021 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. And until then, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.